Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, General Manager Rick Smith. Thank you for being here again.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your moves of the week. A couple key ones I want to talk about, and that is, let's start with Lewis Nix being put on IR.
Yeah, unfortunately, the young man, successfully came back from his knee injury and rehabbed that, but he had another issue that he had been dealing with over the last couple of weeks, and there's some pathology in his wrist that needs to be addressed surgically, and so, unfortunately, that stops him from developing this year, but he's got a lot of work to do, and I think his future still is very bright. He's a prototypical nose for this style of defense, and so we've got to get him healthy, get him back up to speed, and then hopefully he comes back and helps us again next year.
Well, does that get a little, frustrating is the right word for you, but that was somebody in the draft that you felt like really was almost one of those steals. Not necessarily a diamond in the rough, I wouldn't go that far, but someone you really had some high hopes on very early, and to lose someone like that this early, just kind of nature of the business, I guess. You have to just learn how to deal with that.
Well, it is, and you plan, and that's why you try to, get your roster as deep and as strong as possible, because, not only that, and you're looking at JD, who's the first pick in the entire draft, who has not been able to be out there, so far. So, you want those guys to help, because you know that if they are playing at their abilities, then they can help you win. But you also recognize the reality of our business, and that's that you have to know how and be able to function and deal with injuries effectively.
And an injury that we don't really necessarily know is an injury at this point. Shane Leckler a little bit banged up in the last game, which hence brought Chris Boswell back, the Rice kid that everybody's kind of excited about. But you've also signed him back to the practice squad.
Yeah, he did a really nice job for us in the preseason and competed. And initially we signed him to compete with Randy as a place kicker, and then realized over the course of time that he was a pretty good punter as well. And as you know, he punted for us in the preseason, did a good job. And we felt like, we worked out some punters, some veteran punters, earlier this week, along with, some younger guys as well. In case something happened where Shane wasn't able to go out and play. And what we ultimately decided to do was bring Chris back, as you mentioned, have him work with the team in practice this week. And if Shane can't go, then we'll activate Chris and let him punt in the game on Sunday.
And we talked to Shane downstairs in the locker room, and he feels like he will go, wants to go. In the event he at some point decides he can't, what is the latest point? What's the process of getting someone off a practice squad?
Yeah, well we have up until Saturday, and so we can actually make the move on Saturday. And what it requires is us to release someone. We've got 53 men on a 53-man roster, and so we would have to terminate a contract and then sign Chris to an active contract. And so that's the mechanics of what would have to happen.
Some other news this week, some national publications reporting and talking about the concussion report. And I just wanted to see if you could sort of clarify kind of the sort of genesis of that, the origination from it, and kind of what it all means.
Yeah, there was a report that indicated that the NFL felt as though one out of every three players would have cognitive issues after playing football, and that report was erroneous. That's not what the NFL believes. Where that came from is as a part of the concussion lawsuit, the settlement, the judge wanted to be satisfied that there would be enough funds to take care of the players that would need assistance. And so what was done was a study to see what the worst case scenario would could potentially be, and to make sure that in that worst case scenario, everyone who needed help would be helped. And so that's where that number came from. It is not the expectation or the anticipation of the NFL that type of number is out there. And so that was just something that just was not really accurate. And it's important that I think everyone knows that as a member of the competition committee, especially personally for me, we take player safety very seriously. And all the rules changes that you've seen us make over the last few years and that we continue to make start first with player safety. And that's something that's always been important to the NFL, and it will continue to be.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your backfield, specifically Arian Foster. We didn't know really until Sunday if he was going to be able to go or not with the hamstring. It looks like it's the same thing this week. Just sort of your thoughts on taking it kind of a day at a time with him and how important that is for the long term, and really kind of how you thought Alfred Blue stepped up.
Well, it is important, and the formula that we have decided that will work for us to be successful this year, part of that formula is running the football effectively. We did it in spurts last week, but we certainly didn't do it to the degree that we needed to. And so we're working hard at that this week. I was really pleased that at certain points in the game with Alfred and the way that he ran the football, you know, decisively downfield and, you know, with some power. And so I think he's a good, young, developing back. And you mentioned Arian. Arian worked out before the game, and we decided that he wasn't really ready. And so, you know, hopefully he's ready this week. And you're right, we've got to make sure that we use a good balance of Arian and Blue, Ronnie Brown, and even, you know, Grimes, who came in and did some good things for us. So we've got a good group. We just make sure, we need to make sure that we manage them properly.
The Buffalo Bills, of course, coming to town this weekend. A lot of interesting matchups, a lot of storylines going on. But just your thoughts when you look at this team and how they match up and what kind of concerns you the
most. Yeah, big, big talented football team. I mean, you think about them up front offensively. Their offensive line, they've got big men up there. And then obviously a lot of talent on the defensive line with Mario and you know, the Williams brothers there with Kyle Williams and Mario and Darius. I mean, they've got a lot of talent on that football team. And then on the edges, they're fast. You know, Sammy Watkins is a great addition for that football team. And I think what gives them a little bit of cause for concern for us, anytime you play a quarterback who is a dual threat in the sense that E.J. Manuel, I think, is a guy who has a strong arm, is developing his passing acumen, but the guy can make plays with his feet. And so anytime you have a quarterback that's a dual threat, it creates pressure on your defense. And so we're going to have to play disciplined defense, you know, to make sure that we contain him and then handle the speed on the edges.
All right. Well, great stuff as always. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We've got to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll catch up with Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu, who are at Verizon with DJ Swearinger. Stay with us.